L'chveid, Talmidei HaYeshiva, Bagri HaYeshiva, and all those who may be listening. There's a sefer written by Reb Shmuel Hamaner called Mitzvos HaBitochen. And the first piece in Mitzvos HaBitochen, I think, is something that is very pertains very, very much and gives us a derech to be able to which to deal with these trying times. Allow me to read it, please. It starts off Ksiv. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Beis, Pasuk Tes. Bitru boi bechol eis, om shifchu lefonav levavchem, Elohim machzelon usela. Bitru boi bechol eis, the Mepharshim say, means to be beteich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times, even when times seem uncertain and even when times are difficult to understand, to know where they're headed. Om, not talking to the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, he's talking to Om, the people who are interested in trying to have a little bit of Elam Hazeh, not only Elam Haba. So the Om, the people, the Pshutei Om, basically, people who are not in Gantz and Ruchniistik, Shifchu Lefanav Levavchem, pour forth before you your hearts. Tell him all your fears, tell him all your worries, tell him all your dogas. Elohim Machzelon Usela, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is our Mogen, is our protector forever and ever. Zokt Reb Shmuel Hamaner. Nitzavinu bazeh al bitochen. This pasuk commands us on bitochen. Vafilu im chalila bo olav tzaris rabos. And even if chas v'sholom he has been befallen by many tzaris, upachad oivim, and the fear of enemies, v'reitzchim savivloi, or pachad evim v'reitzchim savivloi, and there are reitzchim who are surrounding him, yischazek b'vitochen b'akadosh baruch hu, sh'yazer lo v'yoshia yisim kol tzarev. He should be mechazek himself with bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he will help him, and he will bring the Yeshua for him, mikol tzareisa, from all of his tzaris. U'v'chol yom v'yom, and every day, V'chol eis va'eis, and every time, chol shah v'shah, al kol ma'ashitzar mitzarach lo la'adam, for everything that a person needs, bein davar katan, bein davar gadol, whether it's a small thing or it's a large thing, yiftach ba'kadosh baruch hu she'yazer lo al davar ha'hu, he should be b'teich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he will help him in that very thing, v'yazmin lo, and he'll prepare for him kol his tarchuso, all of his needs. Shmuel saying that this is the pshat in the pasuk, and this seems to be the pshat that the Rishonim are in the pasuk. The key is bitchu boi b'chol eis. Always be b'teach in the Rebbeinu Hashem, no matter what the time that we're experiencing, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, whether it seems certain or it seems uncertain, whatever the case may be, let's be b'teach in the Rebbeinu Hashem. Be b'teach in him in, that he is going to help us. What he's going to do ultimately, that only the Rebbeinu Shalom knows. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Teva Hashem Lakoyev Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav. He's the one who's absolutely good. He's the one's Merachim and all his Brias. We can't understand the Ma'aseh Hashem. We don't understand why certain things happen. We don't understand why certain things don't happen. The Rebbeinu Shalom, however, knows and understands everything. And that's what why we have to be by Teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, we have to remind ourselves, we have to refocus and remind ourselves and remember and live with the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the only one that makes anything happen. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one that does his mechadish b'tuvoi b'chol yoyim tamid ma'isa v'reishis. And it means what it says. The Rebbeinu Shalom is mechadish b'tuvoi, he makes new with his good, with his teiv, midas ha'teiv. B'chol yom, every day, tamid, constantly, ma'aseh b'reishis. He's constantly bringing the world into being. Constantly bringing the world into being. And because he's constantly bringing the world into being, or in as much as he's bringing the world into being constantly, there's nothing that's can't happen. Everything can happen. Like the Medrash says, the Medrash gives a mashal and says, If a person has a gold necklace, and the necklace breaks, and the person brings it to the goldsmith and asks him, "Can you fix it?" She says, "I don't understand your question. I made this from the beginning. I made this from scratch, so I shouldn't be able to fix it." So too, the Medrash's mashal is going on Avram and Sarah. The Medrash made nature, what we call nature. He made it that young people have children, that older people don't have children. And we ask, is it possible that the Rabbeinu Shlomo should make an old person have a child in as much as usually he makes only younger children have children, or he allows younger children to have children? The Rabbeinu Shlomo is making it new every second. He can do whatever he wants, however he wants. He's Tev. He's only going to be Tev. He's only going to be Meitiv. It's only Yil the Chassadim that he does is only Tevim. Gemel Chassadim Tevim. V'keini HaKel. And he brings everything into being. Everything is his. There's no way that a person should not be able to be a Teach in the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's the Kol Yachol. He's the Beri Ma'aseh B'Reishis and Mecharash B'Tuva B'Chol Yom Tavet Ma'aseh B'Reishis. What we have to do is be able to let go of the reins. We become uncomfortable because we think the only way we can be comfortable is when we run the show, when we're the ones who are in control of what is happening or not happening. But we have to wake up and realize that we're never in control of what's happening, ever. All that is there for us to do is to do hishtadlus. And the only reason there's a makom for that is because the Rabbeinu Shem wants us to do it, not because it makes it happen. What we do does not make anything happen. What we do gives the Rabbeinu Shem, fulfills the tnaim of the Rabbeinu Shem, that the Rabbeinu Shem says, "I want to give you. I want to give you everything. I want to be mativ to you in every which way. But I don't want to do it as an eskel nigla. I don't want to take away the bechira. Memela, I'm telling you, you be mishtadl. You go through the acts as if you were making it happen, knowing full well the whole time that the only one that's going to make it happen is me, the Rabbeinu Shalom." That we have to keep on reminding ourselves. I believe that this is what the Rabbeinu Shalom is reminding us now. We become so used to the fact that we feel we have a hand in what's happening. We feel like we have a hand in controlling what's going on. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is bringing a situation right now. We're strong as Kindlech. There's no way you have any control. There's no way that there's anything what you would call normal. Normal doesn't exist. Normal is a nice word we use to explain how the Rabbeinu Shalom normally, usually, puts a teva into the world, usually has certain things happening in a certain way. But that's only because that's what he decides to do at any given moment. But at any given moment that he decides not to, we have what we have now. Or we can have an unbelievably wonderful experience. Klal Yisrael thinks that Rabbeinu Shalom left them because we're so long in Golus, because we don't see the Yeshua yet. But the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us through Yeshaya HaNavi, in Kapitel Mem Tes, Pasuk Yudalet, he says, Azavani Hashem? The Rabbeinu Shalom never left us. Not for a moment. It may be Hester upon him. We don't necessarily see the Rabbeinu Shalom's fullness, and we don't feel it, Bechush. But never, Chas V'Shalom, for a second, did the Rabbeinu Shalom forget us or was Masiach Das from us. Everything that he's doing is because he is being Mashgiach on us, because he's Mashgiach on us every moment. Everything it's done is tailor-made. We don't understand why. We don't understand to what extent. We don't understand how far it's going to go or how long it'll take. But it's all with the Rabbeinu Shalom's care and love and awareness, not only awareness, but making it happen. We don't understand, again, but that's not for us to understand. We don't need to understand. We need to be able to know that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one that makes everything happen. We need to know that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Tev Hashem Lakol V'racham Aval Kol Ma'asav. We need to know that even when things look dark, and even when things don't look comfortable, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is there watching over us. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is there making it happen. The Rebbe Elisha was there with his loving kindness. He's a father, he's a mother. He's the one that takes care of us. He takes care of us in every which way. In every which way that Rebbe Elisha knows that we need to be taken care of. But we have the challenge. We have the obligation. We have the privilege to be able to become Beitchen Bashem, completely and totally Beitchen Hashem. I can trust the Rebbe Elisha with anything and everything. And when I trust the Rebbe Elisha, HaBeteach Bashem, Chesed Yisev Avenu. The Rebbe Elisha does Chesed with us, even though we're not necessarily worthy, Lefim Asenu, of receiving what we want to receive, of receiving what the Rebbe Elisha wants us to receive, of what he wants to give us. Aber beschus the fact that we're Beteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaBeteach Bashem, Chesed Yisev Avenu. The Rebbe Elisha does Chesed with us, Chesed, even though we're not worthy of it. We have to put these things in order in our minds and in our hearts. We have to remind ourselves that Rebbe Elisha was turning things around the way he has done, brought a situation in the world that has never existed before to our awareness, where the whole world is suffering from the same issue, and there's nowhere to turn to, and there's nowhere to run. That Rebbe Elisha was bringing us, forcing our awareness that he ain't oid mulvadai. There is nobody else but the Rebbe Elisha. There is nothing else that goes on in the world but what the Rebbe Elisha makes. Trust him. Be Beteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent that we can be able to make ourselves Beteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed Yisev Avenu. The Rebbe Elisha surrounds us with Chesed, with all the kindness that he wants to give us, even if our Maisim don't seem to deserve it. One more thing. The Rebbe Elisha knows all the difficulties that we experience. He knows those difficulties better than we do. He understands us better than we do. He knows what we're really all about. So when the Rebbe Elisha brings about a din which is always Midas Harachamim, don't think that the Rebbe Elisha is doing this without realizing the frustrations and the anxieties and the pressures and the heavy weights that weigh on us all the time. And because of these things, we don't always do Averis Hashem the way we want to. But the Rebbe Elisha knows that, and he takes that all into consideration. And whether it's on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or it's any time that the Rebbe Elisha is bringing a din, the din is being brought with that full awareness. And he's not doing it, Chas V'Shalom, to be able to take Nekama from us, Chas V'Shalom. He's doing it because that's what we need to have. And we need to have this in order to bring us to the recognition of the Rebbe Elisha's being Einayt Melvadei, to the recognition that the Rebbe Elisha is a Mechadish B'tuvah B'chaniyam Tamid Ma'asev Reishis, to the recognition that there's only one being in whom we can have trust, and that's the Rebbe Elisha. And when we do bring ourselves to that, when we do bring ourselves to that realization, when we can get to that point, and the Rebbe Elisha is helping us now, to an extent that he hasn't helped us in our lifetime before, bringing us to the recognition that Ein Oid Milvadei, bringing us to the recognition that the Rebbe Elisha is there, and he's the one making everything happen from the smallest to the biggest, that then and therefore we can trust in the Rebbe Elisha for everything and anything, from the smallest to the biggest. He wants us, Shifchu lefanav levavchem, pour forth before him your hearts. He knows what's going on. He knows our tzara. He knows our pain. He knows our anguish. He knows our fears. But he wants us to turn to him in order that we should remember and we should realize there is no one else. Ein oid milvadei. Only the Rebbe Elisha. He wants us to turn to him. He wants us to beseech him. He wants us to be mispelled to him. Let's be mispelled. Let's beseech him. Let's try to be focused on the fact that Ein Oid Milvadei, and be focused on HaBeteach Bashem Chesed Yisev Avenu, and remind ourselves of the Nevuah of Yeshayah Navi, that we're making a mistake when we think that Rebbe Shalom doesn't see, or that Rebbe Shalom Chas V'Shalom is not merciful, and that Rebbe Shalom doesn't love us. He loves us. He cares for us. He never, there's not a second that goes by that Rebbe Elisha's total focus is not on Klal Yisrael. Let that be something that we're able to do. Let that be the thing that we're able to do. Let's respond to that which the Rabbeinu Shlomo is doing in such an extraordinary way to bring us about to that recognition and that reminder that Ein Oid Milvadei, V'Avetech B'Hashem Chesed Yitzev Venu, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo's love for Klal Yisrael and for mankind is l'mayla from anything that we can ever imagine. And with that, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, that schus and that awareness should be the reason that the Rabbeinu Shlomo should bring the Geula B'mher B'yameinu. It should be a Geula Shleima B'mher B'yameinu. And all that's leading up to this should end up being a source and a cause for Simcha Ad V'lidai, for being able to be Davok in the Rabbeinu Shlomo B'avasa B'yirasei, and to bring a Nachas Ruach to the Rabbeinu Shlomo in order to be able to allow the Rabbeinu Shlomo to do Ritzon HaKav Yachol, to be mated to Klal Yisrael, and to make the world the place that it was created to be. Shalom Uvracha.